Hello, my name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The Deep State's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, 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 everyone. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Bringing you another today's health update. Of course, your health is something you gotta stay on top of. I've told y'all before, I'll tell you again, your health is your responsibility. I know it's easier to just say, well, I'm not going to worry about my health. I'm not going to worry about what I eat. I'm not going to worry about how much exercise I get. I'm not going to worry about that because I got a doctor and I got good insurance. And, my doctor is there to make sure that I stay healthy and my insurance is there to pay for it if I'm not healthy. And therein lies a problem. I want you to think this through. Insurance was not originally set up to pay insurance companies. That's not why it was set up. It was set up to pay your health. To have a doctor giving you good ideas on how to maintain your health, to improve your health, to get stronger, to be the best you can be. But somewhere along the way, our ideas of health change to dependency, where the doctors wanted full control. The pharmaceutical industry wants you to follow everything they do. Our entire medical profession is absolutely owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical industry now. Even the educational part of our medical profession. I mean, let's say you want to be a nurse or you want to be a doctor or you want to go into a specialty field, maybe eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, or maybe intestinal, gastrointestinal doctor. I mean, they're specialists in everything now. And they've built this system and incorporated rules, laws, and regulations to make sure we do it their way and no other way. That is, if they have their way, that's the way it'll be. You need to fully understand what I'm about to say. If they have their way, they will absolutely force you to take complete care of your health through the ideas and concepts they put out there, when in reality, we have followed their ideas and concepts now for about 45 or 50 years, maybe longer, and we're the most unhealthy nation on earth now. And I know some of you think, well, you can't be serious. We're not the most unhealthy nation on earth. Oh, yes, we are. We are a starvation nation. We're literally starving to death in America. We're so malnourished. I'm going to tell this story I've told before, but there's so many new listeners, it's worth repeating, and all of you's already heard it, need to hear it again. If you've ever heard of Dr. Joel Wallach, he put a book out, a CD out first, called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That was back when it was actually a audio tape. You just listen to it on tape player in your automobile. Then it went to CDs, and he made those too. But it's called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And, he was inspiring. Why was he inspiring? Because he started out as a veterinarian. I mean, he went to school for many years to become a veterinarian, and he became a good one. Not only was he a good veterinarian, he He did autopsies on animals that were in zoos that died of natural causes all over the world. He literally did autopsies on elephants, giraffes, armadillos, you name it. If it was in the zoo, even in the United States or around the world, and it died from some unusual cause, or not like getting run over by a truck or another animal attacking it, that's not what I'm talking about. They just died of natural causes. So he did autopsies on, I think it was 12,500 animals in his career. All over the world, he went to these zoos. Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company paid a lot of it. It was an advertising campaign, I think, but don't hold me to that. I'm not sure. But he would travel all over the world, and he after he did that many autopsies on animals, he wrote back, he wrote a book and said, and in that book he stated that after doing all these autopsies, 100%, how many of those animals? 100% of them died of malnourishment. Now, you got to think about it. Zoos study animals' health. They track them almost like they do humans. They check every bit of their blood work. They do all this stuff. And their goal is to keep those animals healthy because it's a draw. It brings in a lot of revenue for a city. A zoo does, and people, you know, I remember growing up, we would drive all the way from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee to Memphis to go to the zoo. It was an incredibly good trip. See some of the greatest animals. I mean, cool stories come from that. I'm not going to get into it today, but so he went and did all these autopsies, and I mean, come to the conclusion, and he wanted to get that across to the public, that they're dying of malnourishment, even though we've got the best science in the world, supposedly. We got the best doctors, veterinarians in the world, supposedly. The animals are still dying from malnourishment, malnutrition. They're not getting the proper nutrients that they need. Well, we want to make sure that we could get the proper nutrition for animals, he said. But then he went on and became a medical doctor. And as a medical doctor, he had the privilege of doing autopsies on 3,500 humans that died of natural causes. And he came to the same conclusion again, that all of them died of malnutrition. You see, I've told y'all many times, and it's just a fact, we're not dying, particularly many of us, not dying hardly at all from contagious disease. I mean, it's a scary thing. It really is. I mean, they just scared the living daylights out of us in 2020 with a flu. And they convinced us that millions and millions and millions of us was going to die from the flu, and if we didn't get a vaccine. In reality, 99.96% of all the people that got that flu and did nothing survived. So what'd they do? They scared us into getting a jab. I call it the death jab. And why do I call it that? Well, you're about to find out the statistics. They're coming out soon now. You just keep your head out of the sand and listen. It's coming. You're going to find out that more people died from the vaccine by about 80% than died of the flu itself. I'm just telling you, the vaccine has become what's being tagged as the death jab. People are dying as a result of getting the spike proteins in them, and not to mention what it's doing to their DNA, not to mention that it's forcing them to get the boosters over and over and over again. And they lied to us about the whole thing. They told us that, you know, it would keep you from getting the flu. It turned out that that was not even true. More people that took the jab got the flu than the ones that didn't take the jab. So, you know, we got to learn to think for ourselves, take responsibility for our own health, because the system, it's the system that's corrupt. The medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry, and have gotten so powerful and so big that they pump so much money into the FDA that they can get anything they want approved just by giving them enough money to approve it. And that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be for our benefit, for the health of the public. But, you know, I've always asked this question. What age can you draw Social Security? Well, for most people, 65, 66 and a half, something like that right now. Well, how long do you get to draw it? Well, for the rest of your life. Well, Social Security went broke 45 years ago. It went broke. They now give us IOUs. That's more or less what it boils down to. You still get your paycheck and for Social Security. But here's my question. They have to pay you that amount, whatever it is you qualify for the rest of your life? Well, how long do you think they want you to live? And by the way, let's say you pay into Social Security your whole life, and let's say you started working when you was 18 years old and you worked till you were 65, and you paid in your entire life, and then at 66 you start drawing, and you get killed in a car wreck the next day. Where does all that money go that you paid in? That's a Ponzi scheme. Now, if all that money that you paid in automatically went to your relatives, to your heirs, I'd be good with that system. But it don't. It just disappears. In most cases, they get to keep it. Who gets to keep it? Well, who set the system up? That's who gets to keep it. The government. It's a Ponzi scheme. Most people that pay in that many years would have to live to be 95 to 98 years old to get back even a resemblance of what they paid in, especially when you add interest to it that they could have been drawing had they put it in a 3% interest bearing account. You see, it's just wrong on every level. But I do want to talk about your health today. I'm just trying to wake you up because, you know, if you want to live as a free person, you better know the truth and you better understand what they're doing to us. And you better understand this very clearly now. I can show you statistic after statistic after statistic showing that people who refuse to go to the doctors except when they absolutely have to are outliving the people that go to the doctors on a regular basis. They're absolutely outliving them. Got better quality of life. Have less aches, less pains, less disease, less everything. I'm telling you, the drug industry, remember the definition of prescription is permission to poison. The drug industry poisons us and maintains some kind of control over us by convincing us that if we don't take their drugs, we're going to die. When in reality, that's not necessarily true. I mean, I'll be 69 in May. I take no drugs. Listen to me. How many? Zero. I don't even take aspirin. I take no drugs. I never have, except on rare occasions when I would get an infection that was bad enough I had to take an antibiotic. And I've done that. I had an abscessed tooth one time. Believe me, I was glad to take an antibiotic. And I did. But I've never been on a prescription drug that was refillable over and over and over and over again because I'd stay healthy. I eat clean, and that's more important than what you eat, is what you're eating clean. Let me tell you something. The cleanest food you'll ever eat in today's society, if you shop at the grocery stores, your fruits and your vegetables and, the unprocessed foods. You can eat cleaner. Stay away from fried foods. For crying out loud, ladies and gentlemen, you know how important it was that everybody understood that you need to never smoke or not. If you are smoking, stop smoking. We made that clear as the sun in the sky. Everybody knows that. Even a smoker knows that. Well, let's make something else very clear, okay? You need to stop eating fried food. For the most part, that don't mean you can't every now and then eat some fried chicken, I guess you could say. I don't even eat that. I eat my chicken baked or grilled. Now, that's a choice I make. Why? Because I know how horrible fried foods are for you. Remember, last week I did a show on the wonderful world of oils. If you're going to fry, at least take the advice I gave you on there and fry with the right kinds of foods. I mean oils, the oils that are clean and healthful for you, like lard. Believe it or not, lard's much better for you than any vegetable oil out there today. But you've been told you can't eat that stuff. You got to eat these vegetable oils. They're better for you. They are not. Our own health proves it. The health of a society in America should be 50 to 75% better than any other place on earth. As much money as we got and as much science as they preach and telling us they know what they're doing, and they're the ones that ought to be deciding what we eat, what we don't eat, what we take, what we don't take, what drugs we can use, what drugs we can't use. We listened. I quit drinking whole milk when I was young. I quit eating red meat as much as I started eating the cleaner meat, supposedly. I changed the things they told me to just because heart disease scared the living daylights out of us, and yet we got more heart disease today than we've ever had in our lives. You see, as we age, things change. So today, I want to touch on two things. I want to touch on hormonal balance, okay? And we got a society that's hormonally imbalanced. I mean, women are all, as they age, they go through what they call menopause. It's that transition. It's where you quit having menstrual cycles over a period of time and you don't have them anymore. The reproductive system in the body just starts to stop because God designed it that way. That's normal. But it always amazed me that in countries all around the world, we found that there was very few of them, especially in the more third world type countries. Those women never go through the symptoms of menopause: hot flashes, headaches, all that stuff that can happen as a woman ages. They go through these changes. So what does the doctors do? Well, they said it's a hormonal imbalance. Well, is it really an imbalance, or is it just the way God made it? And why is it that in these third world countries, they say, we don't have any of the symptoms that y'all have of menopause? We don't have those issues. We don't have our children, our young girls, starting their menstrual cycles and missing a lot of school because they a week out of the whole month they may be having headaches or bleeding profusely or really bad cramping, all that stuff that goes along with it. When in reality, yes, that is a hormonal thing, but why are our hormones more out of balance than anybody else's in the world? Well, I'll tell you why. It's what we eat. It all goes back to malnutrition. That's why several years back, to help women from the time they start their menstrual cycle, all right, that's where this product I'm going to talk about today starts for any woman, and everybody should do it, all the way through to the end of their life if they feel like they need it. It's a product we developed called Feminine Factors. What a great product. I've said this before, and you've heard it before, heard me say it before. It's the only product we've ever made that husbands won't let their wives run out of it, and boyfriends won't let their girlfriends run out of it. It is an amazing product that is designed to help a woman keep her hormonal balance all the way through life. Even after, she's still going to go through the change of life. It don't keep you from doing that. And most women are kind of grateful when that menstrual cycle stops, as long as you don't have the hot flashes and mood swings and lack of sex drive afterwards, right? If you didn't have any of those symptoms, it'd be nice just not to have that to aggravate you every month. It's a great thing to have when you're in that age group, but when you get out of that age group, it's a great thing not to have, okay? I hope I'm saying this clearly. I try to be as honest and fair and straightforward as I can. So we decided to make a product that would help women throughout their lives. And I'm talking to all you mothers. You have daughters maybe that's in school and they're having these really bad menstrual cycles, whatever it is, irregular or heavy bleeding or they're, they're having mood swings and headaches and cramps so bad in the low body, lower parts of the stomach and gut area that they don't want to go to school. They don't feel good. Well, they get them on Feminine Factors, even at that age, maybe 12, 13, 14, 15 years of age, and they don't have those issues anymore. They go into a natural transition from being a child to becoming a young woman and starting that process, the reproductive process of life. It's supposed to be an easy transition, not one that causes all these problems. Why are they having the problems? I'm telling you, it's malnutrition. because we developed a nutritional supplement called Feminine Factors that once you put that the right nutrients into the human body, those things disappear. Those things or at least ease up so much that they barely even know they're going in now their cycle anymore. That's the way it's supposed to be. Feminine Factors is like a multivitamin mineral combination for all women, okay? For all women, menstrual cycle aging up, okay? And not only does it have these vitamins and minerals in it that have proven to be to keep the endocrine system healthy in a female, but has a proprietary extract of herbs and other nutrients that have been around for years, like Dong Quai. This black cohosh, do you know black cohosh can stop hot flashes? You got to figure out what's the dose for you. It's safe. It's harmless to use. Well, that's in here. Why? Because we want to get that balance working so you're not having these issues. Damiana, it's got suma in it. There's just so many things in here that we put in here because after doing our research, DHEA, for instance, ginger, tribulus teratus, these are things that have proven, red raspberry, natural things that have proven to help women throughout their lives. And for you women that you're going through that change where you are absolutely having the hot flashes and going through that miserable time of life as it can be if you're malnourished, put these nutrients in your body. You're no longer malnourished. All the organs stay healthier. Even women's breasts stay healthier and firmer and prettier as they go through these changes of life because you're nourishing the endocrine system in the female body. So if you're a lady out there or a young girl, or if you're a woman going through the change and you just you want to be as healthy as you can possibly be, please consider Feminine Factors. That's an exclusive product by Nutritional Healthcare. It's one of our patented products, and boy, are we ever proud of it. It is women that got on it 20, 22, 23 years ago, they're still on it, and they'll tell you why if you ask them. I want to talk to you men. Men, we're in a society today where our testosterone levels are taking huge drops. I mean, at all ages, the testosterone of an 18-year-old in 1960 compared to today is one half. Why are our testosterone levels dropping so dramatically, even in the young men? And if you're over 40, you've practically got no testosterone. Why is this happening to us? Why are men over 40 starting to drag? They're tired all the time. They feel like their legs weigh too much. Their muscles stop getting stronger and bigger. They start gaining body fat, especially around the waist, in the hip area. Well, why is this happening to them? It's all malnourishment. What did Dr. Joel Wallach say? He said that all these animals were dying early of malnutrition. When you keep the nourishment that you're supposed to be getting from your food going into the human body, all these things improve. Well, we never liked the idea of taking testosterone injections. We never liked the idea of getting those implants put in, the little pellets. Why? Because that's some doctor, some scientist, some pharmacy group out there guessing at how much testosterone you may need. And gentlemen, you better be careful if you depend on the doctors. They'll test they'll check your testosterone levels with a blood work. And let's say you're 70 years old, they may look at you and go, you don't need anything. Yours is normal for your age. What do you mean for my age? Who says that just because I'm 70, I can't have the testosterone of a 40-year-old or a 30-year-old? Of course you can. Now, you can either do it artificially with synthetic drugs, the way the pharmaceutical companies want you to do it, or you can consider Test Up. This is another one of those products made specifically for men. You take Test Up. Start out with one in the morning, one at night, and what does it do? We're not guessing at how much testosterone you need because there's no testosterone in it. This is a all-natural vitamin-mineral combination, herbal combination formula to to increase testosterone levels in males. And guess what? The males with the highest testosterone levels are having fewer heart attacks, having less diabetes, are more slender. Their energy levels higher. Their bone mineral density is higher. When they keep their testosterone levels at above average, let's say it that way, levels of what the medical profession thinks yours should be. I've got 70 and 80 year old men now that their testosterone levels are back where they were when they're in their 40s, and they'll tell you they feel incredibly awesome. I'm one of them. I keep my testosterone levels up there where I want them, not where the doctor wants them. And you know how I know when mine's right? Because I know how I feel. I know how much energy I got. I know how much leaner I stay. I know how much more muscle mass I grow. I know how much harder I can work. I know how much better my sex drive is. You see, your body tells you when it's nourished. Nourishment. It's important. You're not getting it from your food supply anymore. They've adulterated our food supply. They've destroyed it. They strip all the nutrients out of it. They strip all the important stuff out of it and leave you with calories. That is insane. Man cannot live by calories alone. You can get all the calories you need from just a little sugar and bread every day, but does that mean you're going to be healthy? No, because you're missing all the nutrients. You know, people drink them soft drinks. There's no nutrients in a soft drink. Look at the label. Quit feeding so much that garbage in your body. The only thing you should put in your body that has no nutrients in, it's water. Water. It ain't supposed to have nutrients in it, but it helps your body digest nutrients, absorb nutrients, and utilize those nutrients throughout your body. Gentlemen, you put test up in your life, I'm going to tell you something. In 3 months, you'll be a different man. If your testosterone levels are low, your muscle mass will start coming back, your bone mineral density will increase, your sex drive will improve, your brightness of life will improve. What I mean by that, your desire to conquer things again, to accomplish more, that'll come back. I just can't stress enough how important these two products are and what a big sensation they've been over the years that we developed them. They've been on the market for years now. They're still big sellers. You know why? Because the same people started taking them years ago are still taking them. And you know what? Their health is better. Their medical reports are better. And I want that to be true for all you ladies and all you gentlemen. Consider, ladies, feminine factors along with MSM plus C if you want to be complete. And men, consider test up along with MSM plus C. I believe everybody should be on MSM plus C from birth till death. I've told you that before, and I'll say that probably as long as I live. I'm going for 120, so hang around and see if I make it. Thank y'all for listening to today's Health Update. It's such a pleasure to bring you these shows because you can tell I'm passionate about health. I'm passionate about us living to our genetic potential without disease. I'm ecstatic about us finally figuring out how to keep people from being dependent on the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industries, which do nothing but poison the human body. And saying they don't do help every now and then, they do every now and then, especially if you get beat up, banged up, cut up, broke up, or burned up, you need to go to a medical doctor. Nutrients will help you heal. But you got to heal. Thank y'all for listening to today's Health Update. Spread the news. Tell everybody how great this program is so other people will listen. And y'all remember, this year, what are we doing? We're going to magnify the Lord. So may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
Now you know why today's Health Update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear our show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.